Hello everyone, welcome back to 英语口语每天学。This is Lexi. Today we'll be learning a new slang, apple polisher. Apple, A-P-P-L-E, 苹果的意思。Polisher, 磨光者。Polisher 呢，这个单词是根据 polish, 磨光这个单词变过来的。所以说 polisher 的拼写方式就是 polish,P-O-L-I-S-H 后面加上简单的两个字母 E-R 给苹果抛光的人，大家想想看会是什么样的人呢？ An apple polisher is something of a liar. He or she will tell the boss anything they want to hear, whether it's to keep a job or get a raise or something.Apple polisher 呢，是指这样一类人，他们擅长说谎，尤其是在上司、领导面前说一些甜言蜜语来哄他们开心，以至于能达到一些目的，比如说保住一份工作、升职或者加薪等等。说白了，也就是擅长拍马屁的人，马屁精。This is a saying that first emerged in school, based on the practice of a student bringing a favorite teacher an apple for a treat. When the student polished the apple he gave to the teacher, his fellow students thought, wow, that's going too far. He's such an apple polisher. 为什么 apple polisher 是马屁精呢？这个俚语起源于一个在学校里的老习惯。当一个学生给一个老师送上一只苹果的时候，表示这个学生认为这个老师是最值得他敬佩的一个。但是当那个学生送老师苹果之前，非常非常细心地把苹果洗好，甚至给苹果抛光，使它颜色看起来更加鲜亮一些的时候，其他的学生就会想，哎呀，这个人也太过分了吧，他真是个马屁精。 On the job, the expression came to mean that it was okay to say a boss looked nice in their suit, but another to spend 15 minutes complimenting her in front of a large crowd about her suit. In that case, his fellow workers would smirk and call him an apple polisher.在职场上呢，有这样一个例子。当一个老板穿了一件很好看的衣服来上班的时候，一位员工夸赞他的衣服是一件很正常的事，然后这个情况呢，大家都可以接受。但是如果这位员工专门花上了15分钟来在一大堆人面前大肆恭维老板的着装，就有些过分，而且令人讨厌了。同事们呢，就会称作这样的人为马屁精。下面我们来举几个例子，看看怎样运用今天新学的俚语 Apple polisher。 第一种情况，当有人对你说着奇怪的甜言蜜语时，你的朋友会想他是否对你图谋不轨。你的朋友会提醒你说，You should take much care of him, and he is a real apple polisher. 第二种情况，就是当有人说 Mary 是个阿谀奉承的人的时候，他会说 Mary is an apple polisher. She can even handle illegal documents for the boss. 第一个例子的中文翻译是，你可要多多当心他，他可是个马屁精。第二种例子的中文翻译是 Mary 真是个马屁精，她甚至可以为老板处理一些非法的文件。 Alright, that's end for today's lesson. I hope all of you guys can remember the meaning of this slang and understand how to use it. 好了，今天的俚语课堂就到这里要结束了。到了说再见的时候，我希望大家都能够记住这个俚语的意思 Apple polisher 马屁精，然后大家都能懂得怎样去合理的运用这个俚语。 Thank you very much for listening. See you next time.